All right. Welcome to my first podcast. Today we're going to be speaking with Miss Jaya Bolden. Jaya, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Okay. Hello, everyone.
Great. Hello, Jaya. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking, Jaya. And thanks for joining me. I know you're pretty busy today, so I really appreciate you taking the time to just have like some time set aside for this call.
No problem at all.
All right, so Jaya, would you mind just telling me a little about yourself for good listeners?
Sure. Whenever somebody says, tell me a little about yourself, I'm always torn between really telling a little or telling just enough.
Oh, that'd be fine. Don't be modest. Don't be modest. Wow, that's amazing.
I'm just trying to give you everything in a nutshell.
Definitely.
For my event, I am the curator of the Beauty and the Bee Brunch, which is hosted in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. It is a brunch and makeup class combined. I host Bosses Connect Happy Hour as well in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. This happy hour is optimal for any entrepreneur, any business professional who is looking to add additional people to their network, surround themselves around like-minded individuals and things of that nature.
One more.
As a beauty instructor, I really gained my mentoring skills and abilities through beauty instructing. Giving people that one-on-one class that they need to learn how to do their own makeup, learn how to do their makeup on their clients. That kind of opened up my avenue for mentoring. So now I'm an all-around business mentor and beauty instructor as well.
That's awesome, Jaya. It seems like you have a pretty busy schedule around your not only like social life, but just like entrepreneurship, as well as just chasing a degree, being a senior at that.
Yeah, I barely get a social life.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, Jaya, just I know that you said that you've been doing this for a few years now. And if I can recall correctly, I believe it's since high school. So what exactly like was your driving force to becoming a self-made entrepreneur? And in addition to that, how has your business grown since that point of starting and just deciding this is what I want to do on the side?
Honestly, in 11th grade, I was at that point where the allowance I was receiving from my parents wasn't enough. So I decided to get my first job. My first job was only paying me $7.25 an hour. That was minimum wage then. And even that wasn't enough because of my hours. So I decided to get another job at Outback Steakhouse as a hostess. And during that process of getting a job, I decided to, it wasn't really my decision. It was suggested that I put makeup on other people. I taught myself how to do my own eyebrows, taught myself how to do my own eyeshadow. And so many people, it was almost like there were no other makeup artists in this era because I was like, everybody was like coming to me. Everybody was forcing me to be a makeup artist. And that's really how that really started. My mom kind of giving me that extra push and reminded me that I need to go put makeup on my sister and that she didn't buy all of that mess just for me. And she called it mess. She didn't buy all that makeup stuff just for me to play around on my face. So go put some on your sister. I told her I didn't know how. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm not buying you anything else until then. And at this point, makeup was already an addiction. Buying the makeup, buying the new tools, the new products, the lip colors, everything was just becoming a collection. I had a little table in my room and everything. naturally, but it basically stemmed from me not receiving enough money from my parents. Sounds very spoiled, but that's really what made me self-sufficient. I decided to go out and get it on my own, but I could have just settled for what my parents were giving me. But they had already put me on this lifestyle of having a Michael Kors watch, of, you know, getting my hair done every 2 weeks, making sure my nails and my toes stay done because it was ladylike, my mom would say. Just things like that, I knew that I would have to pay for when I wanted it to get done or when I wanted to buy it. So that's basically how it started in a nutshell.
Definitely. I definitely understand that too, especially being a woman and a woman of color. We're definitely held at higher standards, and we have to reach like higher goals for ourselves and just make ourselves more like,
yeah,
have to work 10 times harder than anybody else. And it's insane to just like have to speak out loud and just recognize the things that we have to do that are more than we really should have to. But just like that overall appearance and just how you carry yourself and the culture of yourself and your business really does say a lot about yourself.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. I really like you. You know, you're one of my like major role models. I'm trying with my entrepreneurship just to get like you. But
you just gotta balance everything, and you just gotta really want it. Like my biggest advice to anybody who is trying to tap into what I do, you have to enjoy the process. Not only enjoy it, you have to want this process, because it's not easy.
Definitely not. And I understand, just coming from like your background and just like not like being spoon fed at a certain point, like you had to really go out and get it, and making from $725 to almost like $10,000 a month is a great leap. And then
right. Just, exactly.
And just to follow up with that, Jaya, I just was curious, in terms of your business, how do you market your business, and what tactics do you feel have been most successful and least successful?
Most successful is word of mouth. People will vouch for you. People will really vouch for you, and people have been vouching for me long before social media became what it is today. Now, don't get me wrong. Social media plays a very big role in all of my businesses and marketing and things of that nature. But my other, I can technically let you know, I have 5 marketing techniques.
Okay.
So not only the word of mouth, like making sure people put in a good word, making sure that you have that customer satisfaction so people can talk about you. I also use social media. I have different pages for my businesses, but more importantly, my brand, Jaya Bolden, has its own market as well. So I market myself through Instagram, and then I market my businesses separately through those Instagrams as well. So beyond word of mouth and social media, I also have a marketing manager. My marketing manager is kind of like, it's like she kind of plays that PR role, but instead of just giving me the exposure, she gets me the money too. So a lot of people always say, oh, PR isn't around so that they can secure you invoices and get you gigs and get you, you know, they're just supposed to put you in the spaces, whether free or paid, to be recognized, to be exposed. My marketing manager, not only does she do that, but she makes sure that my name and my brand is being put out into different states and cities. And it's a full-time job. It really is. Like, she has several clients, but with me specifically, I'm willing to go anywhere, so it's a little easier for her to reach out to event curators and say, hey, like, do you have a speaker already? Or, hey, do you already have somebody instructing your young teens on how to better themselves as a woman, or you know, practice their self love routines, or just establish their makeup routine, things of that nature. In addition to that, I also have my my website. So I wouldn't really put that in the category of social media, because I really do pay for my website to be recognized on Google, things of that nature. So having a website is good marketing as well. And lastly, I don't know if this is number 4 or number 5. Sorry, I'm driving. But lastly, what is it called? paper, I guess you could say paper marketing. Like, I do a lot of printing and getting flyers made at Walgreens. I have a lot of business cards. Whenever one box of business cards is halfway full, halfway empty, I order another one. So I have about two boxes of business cards. I guess that's really it. You know, I'm my own marketing as well. When I go to events, when I go places, I market for myself. So I think that's five, if I'm not mistaken. Word of mouth, social media, website, marketing manager, and myself when I go to events, putting myself out there.
Definitely. That definitely is five, Jaya. Thank you for sharing that. Especially being all that said, like, none of that comes with ease. Like, everything has to be worked for, and just having those five, like, stable pillars of, like, your success really does show a lot. And it also is pretty, like, monumental, I have to say, that you've been able to, through trial and error, through all these years, find out what's a solid way to just, like, transform yourself.
Oh my God, the trial and error, don't even get me started, man. The trial and error is definitely a blessing. It definitely has been a blessing. It taught me a lot. I wouldn't know all I know about business if I didn't go through everything I went through.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. And just in the follow-up for that, I just also have another question. I'm just, like, pretty curious how being, like, I know that you're a full-time makeup artist, full-time student, as well just being Jaya Bolden by itself. So just, like, all in general, how do you feel as though that being an entrepreneur has affected your family life?
Okay. It's affected my family life tremendously. It's crazy how you mention this, because just yesterday I had to go to Philly for prom clients, and my little cousin had his prom, his eighth grade prom, yesterday. My sister told me this morning, Precious was looking for you, Luca and Meatball was looking for you, naming all my cousins and stuff like that. I was just like, I'm so sorry, you know, I'll see them next time. But, you know, it's not a good feeling. Like, you really have to make time for certain things, and it is really hard when most of my labor work is done on the weekends and most of my administrative work is done during the week. And a lot of my traveling is just dispersed throughout the entire 7 days of the week, so you just never know where I'm going to be. But I feel like at some point, I feel like at this point, my family's used to it. They know that I'm a very busy person. It took for them not to see me around a couple of times for them to ask, well, what is Jaya up to? So now they know. Now they keep up. Family members who never kept up with me before keep up with me. Family members who never called and checked on me before call and check on me just to make sure I'm good and my well-being is straight. I'm doing okay with school, things of that nature. But balance is really important. But you have to see it reasonable and worth the time. So this is not to say that any of my family events aren't worth the time, because they all are. But none of my family events are put together in a time frame that I need it to be put together in. I tell everybody, my book is open. Like, when I say my book is open, I had a bride just last week book for next August. My book is open. I'm available until you tell me. Now, if somebody else takes that spot, I mean, it's just first come, first serve at the end of the day. So when my aunt told me 2 weeks ago that my cousin was going to prom, it was already in the back of my head that I was completely booked this week. So it definitely keeps them on their P's and Q's and sort of letting me know things. And then one last thing to talk about with my family. My family is still adjusting to my sister and I being adults. They still have this thing where, like, we're kids, we're still young. They aren't really getting it. So my grandma or my great-grandma, they will call my mom and go, well, how's Jaya doing? My mom would say, you got to call Jaya. I don't know. Or can Jaya come to this? Can Jaylen come to that? And I don't know what their schedule's looking like. And my mom actually has my calendar, so she'll probably check and put it on my calendar for me. But majority of the time, she'll tell people, I don't know, you got to check with her, just so it can make them reach out to us. Stop trying to relay messages through my parents. Stop trying to invite us to cookouts, family functions through my parents. Because we're grown now. You have to send us our own invitation now. We don't even live in Maryland anymore.
Definitely.
So that's
Yeah, I could definitely understand, just especially being, I know not too long ago you were in Los Angeles, California, doing, I believe, Miss Universe, was it?
Miss USA? Miss Africa America.
And that's like a monument itself. Like, most people won't even leave the state for their business. So the fact that you're traveling like across the country says a lot in itself. And I know, like, personally, I feel as though I don't reach out as home as much as I should, or at least call. So I know that definitely can be hard to weigh in the family versus business, what's more important versus what's needed for you and your growth. So I really appreciate your transparency and just being overall, like, honest. Like, you're not perfect, but this is what you're doing to better yourself or better this communication.
Exactly. And, you know, I just try to remind them at the end of the day, you know, it's really no different from you all going to work Monday through Friday. I don't get to work Monday through Friday. Like, I work on weekends. So if there's no availability, it's no availability, because that's when I work. So, you know, that's that.
Definitely. I have about two more questions and I'm going to let you go. I know you're out actually working right now, so I just really appreciate you being able to squeeze me in for this quick interview, Jaya. My follow-up question is going to be, what has been the most satisfying moment within your business career?
Oh, my goodness. I have so many. Okay, I guess the most satisfying is the most monumental. So those two were working for BET Network and opening up my own makeup studio.
You said BET Networks? That's awesome.
Yes, BET Networks. I worked at the Washington, D.C. location for 2 years, and then I did 2 days in New Jersey for the Black Girls Rock Awards show.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't even name anyone else I know that's done stuff of that stature.
Thank you.
Wow, that's... no one's told you, Jaya, congratulations. You're honestly doing great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. And then I may squeeze in one more question after this one, but this was supposed to be my final question. How do you define success?
I define success. Honestly, your success is really you being happy and enjoying what you do while making a dollar.
True that.
So I really don't want to limit it to you being wealthy or you driving this car, because that doesn't define success at all. Literally, some of the most successful people, some of the most wealthiest people are not happy with their lives, are not satisfied, which is why I tell myself often, I'm going to get back into, you know, making sure I block off, you know, certain Sundays for family dinners and stuff like that, so I keep myself happy. Yeah, you just really have to be, and you really have to be happy at anything you do in order to be successful. Like I said, it really goes back into enjoying the process. If I didn't enjoy the process of being an entrepreneur, enjoying the meetings, enjoying the emails, enjoying the social media, hiring and firing people, putting people on payroll, paying the bills, getting the business card, the long days in the bank, if I didn't enjoy this process, I would be miserable. And I will only be looking for the money out of it. I'll be looking for my next dollar. I've done so much free work just so I can reassure myself that this is what I want to do. This is what makes me happy. And at the end of the day, each and everything that I do, whether free or paid, makes me happy.
That's so, like, honest right there, too. Because I know personally with my entrepreneurship, I'm pretty sure you're familiar, Jaya, because I've actually came to you personally about a few things, but I'm an eyelash technician and I do makeup on the side, but I've been troubled personally, just like with that balance of time and just like overall, word of mouth spreading myself. And I've actually like committed to this coming Sunday, just I got about 6 or 8 girls. I'm just going to do their lashes and makeup just for some pictures for my website. It's been taking me a little longer than I'd hoped, but I just like don't want to lose sight of the goal. Like everything's going to fall into place when it's ready. So that definitely, I feel as though that's like so strong. Just like you say, like success is defined by yourself, and like you have to be happy. Like you shouldn't force it. And if that's the case, is it really success?
Yeah, I really do feel like success is a feeling. Like it's a feeling. It's not defined by any materialistic thing. It's not defined by amount of money. It's really a feeling. Do you feel successful? You could work at McDonald's and be working 40 hours and make a good grip of a check. Because a lot of my cousins who work at McDonald's, they come home with at least $800-$900 a week. You get paid weekly. But you can really work there and be happy. Go home, be happy, have your social life, be able to do homework, and say, you know what? I am successful. I successfully had a good week. Not only did I make my bill money, I have extra money to do this, that, and the third. It's really how you feel.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. It's all about, like, just, like, your like how you feel inside about yourself and, like, what you see as success. And then, Jay, I hope you don't mind. This is going to be my last question for you. It's just going to be just like more of an advice-based question, just being for you, not only with your makeup entrepreneurship, but also with your Crowning Queens mentorship program. So the last question is going to be, what piece of advice do you feel that you would give to college graduates who want to be entrepreneurs? And
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I added just a little more to it. So what piece of advice would you give to college graduates that want to be entrepreneurs? And what would you say were the top three skills needed to be a successful entrepreneur?
My piece of advice to anybody who is looking to be while in school, correct? That's what the question asks, while in school?
Yes.
Okay. First and foremost, prepare for the early mornings and the late nights. It's really like a restless world because you're in class for most of the day, and when you want to socialize, there's so much socializing going on around you, especially while on campus. And then you have to go and work somewhere. And then, like, keep in mind that as an entrepreneur, you're working day round. Like, it doesn't stop. You're responding to text messages, you're responding to emails, you're looking at booking appointments. It's just so much. Mm-hmm. So, for any college student who is looking to be an entrepreneur, I would just say, figure out what works for you and doesn't work for you through your scheduling and through your process of about your day-to-day process. Like, what works for you? What is your routine? And you have to have a routine. If you don't, you will really lose sight of things that you do, like cleaning your house, doing your laundry, and you really worried about doing things initially. So that would be, like, my biggest advice, to be honest. And what was the second part of the question?
The second part of the question was, what are the top three skills needed to be a successful entrepreneur?
Okay, you must be focused. You must be driven. And you must be well-rounded. That's really big for me, being well-rounded. Having different experiences and allowing your different experiences to shape and mold your views and perception of the world. Why people do things the way they do it, why they think the way they think, you have to be well-rounded because you're going to come in contact with so many different types of people. You're going to be put in situations that, oh my gosh, you're going to be put in so many different situations that will blow your mind. So that would be my next top advice.
Definitely.
Like you must have those things, to be honest.
Yeah, especially being well-rounded, not only, like, just, like, in college, but also when you're just, like, still, like, finding yourself, finding your niches, what you like, right, what you don't like, what works for you, what doesn't. Like, all of that is, like, super important to be, like, just successful, period. And if you don't even, like, comprehend what you, like, what makes you, then it's, like, also, like, that contributes a lot to just your entrepreneurship and your business and how you just like.
Yes, and you know, and you want to know what else that does? If you do not have, if you do not know what makes you you, that kind of stirs up identity issues. Then you start to compare yourself to other people on social media. You start to compare yourself to other people who are doing business just like you. And this day and age that we live in, everybody puts on a show. I know people on Instagram, and I won't name them, but I personally know people on Instagram who look like they have all their stuff. I was getting ready to say a bad word. All their stuff together. Literally all their stuff together. But I know that they're a train wreck. I know behind closed doors that there's really no money in their bank account. Everything is for show nowadays. And I, you know, just from following me, I basically broadcast almost every second of my day, almost, just so you all can keep up with my moves. I think it not only makes me credible for my brand, a credible source to reach out to, a credible source for makeup, but I think it also allows me to show people that you can do this at this age. You can put your mind to it. Just watch me do it. Look at how people are doing it. Study different ways. Do your research. Listen to podcasts. Listen to interviews or watch interviews. Get a mentor. That's why I started my mentoring program. Just to help girls find themselves and discover what's really needed in their life, what's not, things of that nature.
I just like want to like one more time just reiterate, Jaya, thank you so much for being so transparent throughout this interview. Everything that you said is like not only like important for just like young women, especially young entrepreneurs who are just trying to find themselves and seek out like what makes them happy and what they could better do maybe just to support not only their business but themselves, but also just to like the future. Like I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day, Jaya, to assist me in this interview. I know you're a really busy woman that you're still working. It's 9 o'clock at night.
Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I'm always open to do another one if need be. I appreciate the questions you ask. Nobody has ever asked me how my business life has affected my family life, and I definitely appreciate the topics that you touched on today.
Thank you so much, Jaya. And would you mind just sharing your social media with me?
No problem. I can be found on every social media platform as Jaya Bowden.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Jaya. You have a great night, okay? Don't work too hard.
You as well, honey. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.